guys. I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you haven't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. Welcome back once again to a special Mother's Day edition of the Music List Podcast. My name is Ben. With me are my sisters, Beth and Heather, and we are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the stick. That's what we do, and we hope everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day. A few days ago, it's Wednesday, that was Sunday, 3 days ago, yes?
Yeah.
So hope everyone enjoyed your mama and your grandmama and, you know, grandmama and nanas and nannies and whatever else.
Yeah, whatever you call it.
All of that stuff. So we're gonna focus this episode on our favorite songs about positive songs about mama in honor of Mama's Day.
Mama, it's Mama's Day.
And so, you know, we have long said, and we talk about this, that we, the three of us, were very fortunate to grow up in a home with a good mom and a good dad. I mean. And when all of us have been in education, and we know that not everybody was afforded the same luxury, really. It's a luxury these days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Certainly. And so, I mean, we know, we don't have any doubt at all that our mom and dad loved us, mom still loves us, dad I'm sure loves us in heaven, But
it's getting weird.
Yeah. All right.
Mom's in the studio right now.
Yeah.
That took about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But we understand. I mean, we do know that we were very fortunate to grow up in the household that we did, that they raised us to do the right things. They allowed us to we may seem alike on this podcast, and we certainly have some similar interest, obviously. I mean, we're all doing a music podcast. But one of the things that I really love about mom and dad is they allowed us to be our own individual self and to go do the things that were important to us. And so, like for me, athletics and football and baseball were things that I really wanted to go do, and my parents made sure that I was always able to do those things. Beth was heavily involved in volleyball, and Heather was heavily involved with band and choir. And we were all involved with choir, and we all wanted to go do the church thing and do the youth group thing. And our parents always encouraged us to be our own person as long as we worked within the framework of this is the way dials do things. And as long as you stay in that framework, and we stay, and a lot of it was biblical.
Don't act a
right?
fool. Essentially, but, yeah.
And you know, one of the things that was important to us was the dial name, and it is important to all three of us to protect that name. And a lot of it was because we had parents that we wanted to protect. We wanted to protect their reputation because they protected us and that they did right by us and loved us, and so we wanted to love them by protecting, you know, that name. And so we do understand what we were afforded. God bless and thank the Lord for that. And so and we wanted to honor our mom with a Mother's Day episode. And so we're gonna do songs that are about good mamas.
Hopefully we'll do better by her than we did on the bubblegum episode, because apparently we failed miserably in our attempt to honor her. With
her
that.
Review of that one was,
that sucked. That was terrible.
There was a lot of thumbs downs on
that.
Yeah,
a lot. So, yeah.
And hopefully we can hold it together.
Yeah, who's going to crack first?
I don't know. It's okay, so for we've mentioned it already, but like right, the Father's Day episode was different than this one will be, right? Cuz we're, you know, you're honoring someone or you're thinking about someone who has passed, and there's that element of it. Well, here we're like we're sitting right in front of her right now.
Yeah.
and just thinking about, like,
I mean, she'll crack how much first.
I don't know.
Well,
we'll let you know.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
I can't. My back's to her, so I can't. Which is best.
Yeah, probably. Let's get it going.
All right. So the way that this works, first of all, let's say you need to follow us on the social media platforms. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, and YouTube. And so like, share our content. If it has a subscribe option, subscribe. If it has a follow option, follow. And if you like what we do, then by all means, let your friends know if you think that they would like this kind of content as well. The way that this works, if this is the first time you're listening to the Music List podcast, is we will all draft three songs that have to do on the topic, and then we'll try to whittle that. So there'll be nine because it's three times three. And then we will try to whittle that list of nine down to the top five, and then we'll try to rank those five in order of best to fifth. Basically. And along the way, we usually argue. That's the stick.
Yeah, Mom loves that. So, that's her favorite part. It's when we argue.
And so, we've got a lot of practice arguing.
We do.
You know, so this is not something that happened. The arguing did not start with the podcast.
No.
It has been going on for some time.
No, my mind goes to the great shower incident.
Dude,
2008.
That was epic. That's amazing.
That's a story for another time. All right. Anyway,
is it?
It is. It really is.
I can't wait till we have the opportunity share that with you all.
Not today.
There's a moral to that story, and it's you have to be situationally aware. And I was.
Anyway,
so
that's a teaser.
Here's the way that the draft will shake out. In round one, Beth will draft first. I will draft second. Heather will draft third.
Dang.
And then in round two, Heather will get to draft first. We'll snake draft it. Beth will draft last in round two, and then Beth will draft first in round three, and Heather will draft last in round three. But all told, that'll give us nine songs. And again, the topic is good songs about good mamas, basically. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to it. Beth, you get the first pick.
Okay. My first draft pick is Coat of Many Colors by Dolly Parton.
Colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it. For I felt I was rich. And I told him all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told him all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only born only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
So Rolling Stone, I know we don't pay them much mind sometimes, but they ranked this song in a list of the best 50 best Dolly Parton songs. They ranked it at number 2. So it tells the story of how Dolly's mom stitched her a coat from rags that were given to the family. It was fall, and she didn't have a coat, so her mom provided for her by making this coat. And as she sewed, she told her the biblical story of Joseph and his coat of many colors, and how, if you're not familiar with that, it was a symbol of how much he loved Joseph and how he favored him. And it caused some problems amongst the family, but it was a symbol of his love. And Dolly is proud of the coat, and she gets made fun of at school for wearing a coat that's made of rags, but that doesn't change her feelings about the coat or the time she spent with her mom. She sat with her mom while her mom made it. They spent that quality time. So it's not necessarily the code itself that has value, but it's that time spent with her mom and the knowledge that her mom has such love for her, which was shown through her actions. Yep.
It's you!
Yeah, her mom's love made her feel rich, even though they were very poor. Dolly makes no bones about that. They were very poor growing up. But she says, I felt like I was so rich because of the love that my parents had for me. And we were not, like, we were not poor. We were, I was, like, we've seen kids that are poor.
You came along after the poor.
Okay, I'm saying, but not, like, poor, like, I don't have a door on my house. What I'm saying? Like, we have seen poverty. And none of us grew up quite like
no,
that.
Right. Not like that.
Certainly not. No.
And so, like, for Dolly to say, I feel rich because of the love that's in my home. And that's that security, that means a lot. And so there's also so that's more important than any material item. And there's a final verse that's not been recorded, but it's printed on the Best of Dolly Parton album. It says, through life, I've remained happy and good luck is on my side. I have everything that anyone could ever want from life, but nothing is as precious as my mama's memory and my coat of many colors that mama made for me. So even back, she can look and remember her mom and the time she spent with her mom fondly. So it's a tribute to her and how that time spent together can ground a child. Like you said, we were able to be whoever we wanted. We wanted to do the activities we wanted to do, and that was okay. Like, we weren't pigeonholed into doing certain things because we're dolls and we all sing or we all do this. Like, we could have any interest that we wanted as long as we gave it everything we had. And so she was secure in knowing that all the love she had at home, so, like, the kids bullying her didn't sway her. And we know the sacrifices of time and effort that our mom made through the years. And, like, being homeroom mom, being like, and getting us everywhere we needed to go, things like that. And so we feel pride in having a mom who made us feel valuable, made us feel secure and loved. And we knew she had us 100%, and she still does. There's nothing I think that we could do that she's not going to back us up. Like, in our jobs, if we got something, y'all have something going on at school, she's there, mm-hmm. She's volunteering. And, like, just because we're out of the house, it doesn't mean that she has stopped participating actively in our lives.
All right. Right.
And then, you know, when you think about the song, Coat of Many Colors, obviously it's a, I don't know if it would be a metaphor or an allegory about Joseph in the coat of many colors, right? And so.
An illusion.
Because, well, there are enough references that kind of bring it full circle. I mean, you've got the parent giving the coat of many colors to the child, and then, of course, extremely hard times for that child, both Joseph of the Bible and Dolly Parton through her life. And then come out on the other side, Joseph becomes, like, second to Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Right? And Dolly Parton becomes arguably the biggest icon, a female icon in all of country music.
Yeah.
You know, and so there are a lot of parallels between the biblical story of the coat of many colors with Joseph and the song, particularly with who wrote and sang the song. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if it had been some one hit wonder, it would, there would not be quite so many parallels.
Right.
But Dolly's no one-hit wonder.
No, she's not at all.
No, and I love this song because, you know, you talk about all the activities that we, you know, I mean, like, you think about Dolly's mom and, like, we weren't by any stretch, you know, in a situation like that. But, like, I don't remember mom going shopping.
Oh, yeah,
and,
no.
You know, I mean, but, like, you always had cleats. You know, I always had choir dresses. You always had volleyball uniform. I mean, like, we did all the things.
Yeah.
But mom and dad did not do all the things.
No. And and I think looking back, I didn't know at the time, right, the things that they would have sacrificed in order for us to be able to do all that. Because extracurriculars cost money. Mm-hmm. They always have. And when you're a kid, you don't see that. They just make it happen. And we didn't see behind the scenes the things that they were choosing in order to choose us first.
To their credit, they never were like, well, we're not doing any of this stuff.
No, so y'all never did.
Right.
Do the, we were just doing the things.
Yeah. Right. And
we were blessed enough that it, you know, it just was laid out for us to do and not, you know, we didn't have to feel guilty or any of that stuff, you know, because they just made it happen.
Yeah.
All right, my pick. It's a little different than Dolly Parton. We're going to go from country music to rap.
All right. Oh, I bet I know what it is.
It's Dear Mama.
Yeah.
By Tupac.
I was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day.
From the
police, that's right.
So mama catch me, put a whooping. This doesn't exactly mirror our situation at all. But we didn't say it had to mirror our situation at home.
True.
But even still, the reason I think maybe this resonates with me particularly is because this is about a boy talking about his mama. Now, my mama was not a crack fiend. So...
Let's make that clear. Let's be
very clear about that. I did not spend time in the penitentiary. So let's be clear about that. But mama did catch me a time or two and put a whooping to my backside. Then she got to where she couldn't catch me anymore.
I remember that day.
And we all have the same dad. So there are.
Well, that's what he says in the song.
Yeah, I know.
Like, ooh. Yeah.
So there are some differences, but you know, there are things that he talks about where he disappoints his mom, and that disappoints him. And there have been times in my life where I know that I have disappointed mom, and that disappoints me because, and you guys know this too. The worst part about getting in trouble is not the punishment. The worst part about getting in trouble or getting caught doing you're not supposed to do or whatever the case is that you have disappointed people that have poured their life, their whole life, into your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's the most disappointing part of it. The grounding part is easy. They're going to leave the house and I'm going to get to play video games. The grounding was easy.
The truth is revealed.
Yeah.
The grounding was the easy part. I could find stuff to do. But knowing that, you know, for a, you know, depending on how serious the infraction was, you know, the their disappointment would linger for different amounts of time depending on what it exactly was that you did.
I'm thinking about the time that you rented the Vin Diesel.
Bro, please tell that story. Please.
That is a mom story.
That's a mom story for sure.
So there was a movie that had Vin Diesel and I believe Ice Cube might have been in that, and it was called Triple X. Now the thing I want you to know about this, I think it was PG-13. All right, and it was just an action movie. Okay, there were no boobies. No bare bottoms. Yeah, Vin Diesel has his shirt off and everything, but he's Vin Diesel. So, I mean, There, it was not a Triple X film. The name of the movie was Triple X. And we had, I don't even know what kind of system we had at home where you could rent directly, you know.
It was cable box.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like a pay-per-view deal. And so,
On demand.
And it was one of the biggest movies of the year. It was a big budget movie. And so I rented it and watched it. Well, Mom got the bill. And she saw whatever it was. I think they were like $7.99, $8.99, something like that. Triple X. And so I got home. I might have been in college. Anyway, I got home, and Dad's still snickering in the chair, laughing, and Mom's still crying. And I was like, what's going on here? And so, Dad was like, well, your mom saw your latest purchase on the cable box. And I'm like, I don't even remember. Because, I mean, you know, we got the bill, whatever. I don't even remember what it was. He said it was XXX. And I guess he had told Mom, because Mom was like, it's not funny, Rick. So I wish I could have been there when Dad first heard the news, because Dad had already done movies. Because at that point, Dad had done enough movies by that point that now he was like paying attention to what was going on in Hollywood and the movies that were, you know. And so, like, he knew exactly what that movie was right out of the gate. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, back to the song.
That's great.
Back to the song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that part?
Oh, that's the music podcast. I forgot.
This was, it topped the hot rap singles for 5 weeks. It became Tupac's first Billboard top 100 song. It was actually placed in the what's the deal where they say it was aesthetically or culturally
the Library of
Congress. Library of Congress, yes. It was put into there. And what I love about it is that it was—
Are you still laughing about that story?
Yes, I'm sorry.
She can't get it together.
What I love about it is that— one of the things. Number one, I really like Tupac. Of all the hip hop artists in the history of hip hop, Tupac's my favorite. I know some people may think other people are better, and they may be, but I love, number one, Tupac's lyrics. They're always meaningful. I feel like when and there's no cussing in this particular song. There's not a single cuss word in this song, which is not the for all of Tupac songs. But one of the things, like, I feel like one of the things that I don't like in a song is, I'm going to use a big word, superfluous cussing, for the purpose of it just being, I'm going to show how many cuss words I can put out there. Mm-hmm. I never feel during a Tupac song that I feel like he just feels like that's the word I need to use. You know, like, it's not in there to sound like he's a tough guy or anything. Like, that's the word that he needs to use in that moment. This particular song does not have any cuss words in it, but I love him lyrically, and I think he is so intense. You know, like he just spits out his words because he means every single thing that he says. And this song is very real. I mean, you know, they talked to his mom about it, and his mom was like, listen, that's the absolute truth. You know, everything in there is true. And so she actually loved the song. Even the part about, you know, her drug abuse problems and stuff like that, because it was true. And I think that there's a realness to the song because he does not hide any of the bad stuff. But through all of it, even with all of mom's problems, even with the poverty, even with the jail, even with the neighborhood they lived in, his mom always found a way to provide. And she, you know, did the best that she could. She tried to discipline him. You know, she tried to provide to the best of her ability. And I just love the song.
Yeah.
Other than All Eyes on Me, it may be my favorite Tupac song.
Yeah.
And then we get to go to the next piece. Should be Heather, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, this may come as a surprise, but I'm coming around. My first pick is The Best Day by Taylor Swift.
Wow.
From 2008, written and recorded to surprise her mom. Okay, so this song takes place, the verses are when she's 3, and they're talking about, you know, paints and princesses, and when she's 5, and then that particular verse is when she's, oh my God, she's 13, and dealing with mean girls and all that crap that you go through, you know, and there's nothing really extraordinary. Oh my gosh. about this song, which is what makes it so special. Is, you know, when you have a parent, golly. You know, when you have a parent that will that just carries you through those mundane everyday things that shape you into being able to cope with what comes at you. And, you know, we were blessed enough that we didn't have a lot of childhood traumas and things like that. But we, you know, we all dealt with, you know, mean kids or, you know, feeling left out or, you know, failing at something or getting in trouble. And it's, you know, we talked about this, you know, with the dad thing, the dad podcast about the seemingly insignificant moments that don't mean much to you, maybe you don't even think about as a parent, but will impact your child, you know. And so I look at this, you know, now that I have a daughter, it's a weird way to look at this because you know, you want that for your children, of course. And, you know, I remember like dad would play shows, you know, and we'd go to the video store and just get a bunch of scary movies. You know? Yeah. And we'd make like cheese conies in the oven or, yeah, you know, or, you know, or like mom and I would get like Terms of Endearment and 6 Weeks and all these tearjerker movies sometimes, you know, I mean, so you just, it was just going to the video store and hanging out. I mean, it was not trip. It wasn't a trip to Disneyland. It wasn't, you know, it was just these times where, you know, like the three of us or one of us at a time or whatever would just, you know, do these things where we connected and we knew that if we know nothing else about our mom, is that she has got our back, right, wrong, whatever, she is gonna be on our side. Yeah. And woe be unto the people who are against us?
You know, if mom is for us, then who
shall be against us? I mean, seriously. I think that is not to the point where she would defend our bad behavior.
Right.
She and Dad both made sure that we had to face consequences for times that we messed up. But like to know that you are, even if you mess up, that you're safe, you know, that your parent is still gonna love you no matter what, you know, and that you've always got a safe place to fall is, it changes everything. It informs your whole future. So I think that's what this song is about, is that you feel safe and you feel loved, and the best day doesn't have to be this red letter holiday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it. Crap, I'm next.
Yeah, you gotta go again.
Back to back.
Oh, no.
Okay, this one's a little easier.
Yeah, but let me say this about Taylor. This is, maybe I'll stop you from crying, because I do have something negative to say about Taylor Swift.
Okay,
shocker.
No, this is from the point of view of a parent, actually. So I have one daughter who has become almost infatuated with Taylor Swift. Loves Taylor Swift.
That might be the fault of my daughter, and I'm sorry.
And she was so excited when the new album came out. Like, came out 11 o'clock our time. We woke her up so that she could listen to the album on Spotify. And then, well, we listened to one song on Spotify. We had to go to bed. We're going to let her stay up all night. She comes back from school the next day. She listens to the whole album. And she's our right and wrong girl. Like, she's the one that, if it's wrong, she doesn't really want any part of it. And the new album is just loaded with cuss words. And it disappointed her so much. So much. And, you know, like from the perspective of a parent, you're like, Taylor Swift is supposed to be this icon for girls, right? Like, she was mistreated. She was bullied. She had the mean girls. And she overcame. And now she is one of the most popular women in the entire world. But now kids probably shouldn't listen to her music. That's where we've gotten to.
Yeah. My question, though, was I don't think she appointed herself a role model at any point.
She didn't.
Right.
And people place that on her. She's just a 33-year-old woman writing music.
Right.
Not for children.
She's
because she's not a child anymore. And I think that's the tough thing about people who begin their careers really young, is that it's really difficult for people who, like for me, it's not a weird transition because I grew up with her. We're the same age. And but like for people who have always been older than her, I think it's hard for them to look back and say, well, you should be this perpetual child, you know, or this innocent music. And I don't necessarily, I'm not defending using like you say, unnecessary profanity, right? I haven't heard the new album, so I can't speak to that. But sure. I think just the concept of like Taylor Swift should be this pure virginal, you know, icon for our young women. She doesn't speak for young women anymore.
That's not what I said.
No, I'm not saying that's what you said,
because I want to be very clear. I don't want to tell her what kind of music to do any more than I'd like. I don't like what Luke Bryan has done to country music. But hey, they're making a lot of money, okay? And I can't sit here and say she shouldn't do songs with cuss words in it, because I listen to music with cuss words in it. Yeah. So I can't sit here and say, but what I'm saying, as a parent, it's disappointing to have a child who comes to like somebody and then they get, and I'm not, again, I'm looking at it from the view of a parent, not of a 40-year-old dude, because I never really cared for Taylor Swift in the first place. So it doesn't hurt my feelings that her music has gone down the path that it is, other than to say, to see the disappointment on my daughter's face when she's like, this is not, I should not be listening to this as a, you know, 12-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, and that's...
That's disappointing. As a parent, to see that level of disappointment from someone who was, I mean, as close to... I have never idolized... I really liked Alan Jackson. I bought every album that came out, I bought it.
Yeah.
But I didn't idolize Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that idolize, I mean, idolize Taylor Swift.
Yeah, to a scary degree.
And so it is... And she was coming up to that.
Yeah.
And it was just disappointing as a parent to see.
Yeah.
That level of disappointment in your kids' eyes because one of their heroes revealed themselves to be something that maybe they did not anticipate.
But it does say a lot about your kid.
Yeah.
That, you know, she can recognize that and put the brakes on something that she really, really liked, even though it's disappointing.
And because Karen and I were going to have a conversation, like, do we want to take this away from her?
Right.
But we don't have to.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And, I mean, that, you know, that's a testament to, A, your parenting, and B, the fact that she has enough of a moral compass of her own to decide what is right and wrong for her.
Yeah. You know, so. And that is... disappointing. I'm trying to think of like the people that I mean
it's better than me. I didn't stop listening to stuff that had bad lyrics.
No, and when it's a different
I just went ahead, but
also I mean like I don't know many musical acts or artists that have had that much of a change in lyrical content from really wholesome, like really wholesome stuff at the beginning to really it is not appropriate for children.
No, but you think about she was, what, 15, 16 when she made that first album?
And she was writing it herself. Not a lot of people who started that age.
But so was Michael Jackson.
She's in a kind of a unique. Right.
But so was Michael Jackson.
But she, I mean, she just goes so personal. You're not at all the same person from between 15 and 35. You live a lot of stuff. She certainly has lived a lot of stuff, you know, but in those almost 20 years. So I don't know. It's
not
hard.
And the reason it's, I don't want to say, and again, like, I mean, this is a capitalist society. She's making a ton of money. Who am I to tell her what to write, what not to write, and what to make money on? But it's not the same as like Guns N' Roses, because Guns N' Roses first album had Mr. Brownstone on it.
Sure. Yeah.
And Rocket Queen.
Yeah.
They were raunchy from the jump.
You just see this a lot. You saw it with Britney. You saw it with Miley Cyrus. You saw it with and you tend to see it more with female artists.
But even though Britney was young, she sexualized herself from the jump.
I don't think be careful. I don't think she sexualized herself. I think her handlers sexualized her
The beginning. She was that from the very beginning. Her Oops, I Did It Again. They were sexualizing a young teenage girl from the very beginning.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. So this is a rarity to see somebody go from, and again, like, I mean, it's just as a parent, it's disappointing.
Yeah. And somebody who's been writing their own material all along.
Yeah. She's kind of in a unique in a class of her own in that way. There's really hardly anybody to compare her to because of her career has been different than most.
Anyway, soapbox over. Second round.
Oh, okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. So this is totally different. And it is Mama Tried by Merle Haggard.
Mama Tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning,
Toward the bad I kept on turning till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, didn't life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
All right, so this won the Grammy Hall of Fame Award in 1999. It was selected for the National Recording Registry in 2016. It was it's ranked number 376 in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Haggard references the pain that he caused his own mama by being sentenced to 3 years for robbery in San Quentin. He did not turn 21 in prison doing life without parole, but... I think this is a sentiment that probably a lot of people can relate to. You know, like you see it all the time. You see kids with really involved, really, from what everybody else sees, really good, involved, upright, you know, parents, and they just choose a path that is completely, you know, against what they were raised to do and raised to be. And that just happens sometimes, you know. And so there's just something about this melody. It's so sad. It's so sad. I mean, just the whole, this is one of the saddest songs to me that I've ever, you know. It's just this guy, you know, his life is basically over, and he had everything. He had all the advantages. He had all the tools, and the person who loved him the most tried really hard, and she couldn't save him from himself, and that's really sad to me. It is one, I guess. Something that also, I love horror movies, of course. And this yeah. song is used in the movie The Strangers to build tension to great effect. Interesting fact, Merle Haggard's band was also called The Strangers.
Yep.
I wonder if that's why they chose
it. I don't know. Maybe, you know,
wow,
but
that's a fun fact to me.
It is a fun fact. So it if you have not seen the movie, I highly recommend it. It is... very tense, very suspenseful. And this song is, like I said, used very effectively to build a lot of tension. And you wouldn't think that it would or could be used that way. But it is, and I think of all the mama songs, this is one of the best ones. That's all.
Well, and if you know a lot about Merle Haggard's life, and I know you mentioned it, but I mean, a lot of this is real.
Yeah, right.
Like the first thing I remember knowing is a Lonesome Whistle Blowing. He notoriously got caught on trains when he was a young kid, just wanting to go, just wanting to leave, mm-hmm. and he would get caught. He was a juvenile delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
Broke into many, many places. Got caught stealing. Was in jail before he went to prison. I mean, he was not someone you wanted your daughter to date. You know. And I read his autobiography, which is fascinating. It's really good. And it's written almost like the way you would think Merle Haggard would talk. He has so many songs about jail. And he has a lot of songs that really kind of reference his life. I'm a Lonesome Fugitive is one of my favorite songs of his. And there's a line that's about mama. And it's, I used to raise a lot of cane back in my younger days. Mama prayed my crops would fail. I love that line. And Merle Haggard's one of the great songwriters of country music, too. So, I enjoyed this pick. Merle Haggard's one of my favorite country artists. Anyway.
And also great, always a great delivery.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about guys that can emotionally truthfully provide a song, and he's up near the top. Oh, I get the pick. I get the pick next. Okay. I don't know what you guys are going to feel about this one.
I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm. This song is actually the song of a mother giving her son advice. It's Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's Simple Man.
Mama told me.
Oh, perfect.
When I was young, you sat beside me, my only son. Listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day.
The advice in this song is just gold.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And in a lot of ways, it was the way that I was raised, right? I mean, when you think about the pieces of advice that are given there, I mean, we, you know, take your time, don't live too fast. Our parents taught us to enjoy our youth. We're going to learn how to work. We all had jobs, but we were never told, you need to quit your extracurricular so you can start making the money and pay. If they could help us pay for the truck or pay for the car insurance or whatever. So we didn't, we had our youth. So, you know, they lived that for us, not to live too fast, not to get ahead of ourselves, to enjoy the time that we had. Troubles will come and they'll pass. Obviously, I mean, that happens in life. Find a woman, you'll find love. I was very fortunate for that to happen. 15 years old, it happened. Who knew, right? And then there's someone up above. I mean, our parents never gave us any reason to doubt about our religious, biblical worldview, you know, and don't lust for the rich man's gold is another one. We were never taught to chase money. We were taught to chase principles.
Yeah.
And if we follow principles, we'll be taken care of. You know, I mean, it's just throughout, it's just really, really good advice. And then, you know, be a simple man, someone that you love and understand. Don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to be anything that's fits in a different box. You know who you are. I feel like that's exactly what I was raised to do. And so then, number two, this is my favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song. More than Freebird, more than Sweet Home Alabama. This is my favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song. And I do like me some Lynyrd Skynyrd, for sure. But then, you know, the first line, Mama told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son. I mean, that is my life story. You know, so, I mean, it is like, you know, it's like my, oh, they're talking to me. You know, so, and I love that the advice is simple, down to earth. You could tell that this is Southern rock. You know, this is probably not something you would get from one of the New York bands or the bands on the Sunset Strip. Probably not going to get this same advice.
No. So,
anyway, that's my pick.
That's good. All right. My second pick is maybe a little more unknown than some of these. It's called Somebody's Hero by Jamie O'Neill.
A shot to win the game. She's never left her footprints on the moon. She's never made a solo hot air balloon ride around the world. No, she's just your everyday average girl.
O'Neill said the thing when she was writing this song, the thing for me was when you have a baby, you start thinking about your own relationship with your mother and when you were little, how much you looked up to her. I don't have a child, but this song has always, like, even when I was little, I remember thinking, like, that's my mom. Oh, I'm so mad at myself. So the start of the song, like the very beginning, is talking about, you know, things that you would normally think of a hero, right? Never pulled anybody from a burning building. Never rocked Central Park to a 500,000 fans screaming out her name. Never hit a shot to win the game. She hasn't done all these extraordinary things. She's just a normal girl. And she is a hero to her daughter because she is everything when you're little. And you need somebody to, you're scared at night and you need somebody to read you a story or you want somebody to just sit there until you fall asleep. Dang it. That's your mom, you know, and all these things. And so then that's the first verse. And then it follows through her life, kind of like the Taylor Swift song, right? It ages with her. So the first verse talking about, it highlights those everyday sacrifices. Just, you know, she's fixing boo-boo. She's reading bedtime stories. And then the second verse says, she's been a waiter and a cook and a taxi driver for 20 years at home. Because this particular person was a stay-at-home mom. So she didn't get a check every week like a 9-to-5er. Our mom, and one is not better than the other. You know, there is no, like, being a mom and making it work, whether you work outside the home or not, that's awesome. Being a good mom is the more important thing. But our mom, you know, our mom worked outside the home and then still did all this stuff for us. And I don't know how. I have no idea. Like, I think about if I'm in that position, right, if we have a kid, like, how am I going to do that? But then I look like, well, my mom did it. How could we not? So to have that, that example of, like, you can still be a person, you can still, like, you can still work and do something that fulfills you. Like, our mom was the city treasurer, city clerk for how many years? Like 40-something years. In an elected position, no less. Our mom was a boss.
She was so good most of the time.
She ran on a post.
Yeah. But nobody wanted a piece of that action.
No. But, like, you can be somebody outside the home, but also be a great mom. And so, I'm thankful to have that example. So she throws her whole life into providing for us, and our mom did that while also serving her community, which is amazing. And then the third verse is a reversal of roles. The daughter's looking, and she's looking at all these pictures, and she's like, gosh, my mom is a hero. I want to be like that. And then she's at the nursing home taking care of her mom. Like, and then she's like, oh, her mom is looking at her like her daughter, like she's a hero because you're just taking care of your mom and returning that investment. And so mad. But yeah, so and our mom is still very capable.
but what Beth's trying to say, Mom, is that the nursing home is in your future.
But we'll visit. Anyway, but this song resonates, I feel like, kind of in a way, even like Coat of Many Colors might not to everyone. I think it's more widely accessible. Because Dolly's situation was very specific, right? When you are impoverished and you are like, you're living a different life. This is just like, you know, I had a great mom throughout my life. And from that childhood, adolescence, preparing you to leave the home and be your own person. And then looking, you know, ahead to investing and giving back to your mom what she gave to you somehow, when you feel like it's never enough, like it could never be. But you know that you will try. Yeah. So that's that pick. Freaking heck, I have to go again?
Yeah, it's got to be Fancy, right?
Yeah. The last one. Well, autobiographical. Yeah. It's, you know.
I remember one time my mom and I went shopping. She bought me this red dress.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's not Fancy, actually. It is by one of another group that I have talked about at length on this show that everyone knows I love. And it's the Spice Girls. It's Mama.
Oh, man.
She used to be my only enemy. I never let me be free. Catching me in places that I knew I shouldn't be.
There was a Spice Boy.
There, yes, you know, I just today when I was listening to it was like, who is that? That's got to be Posh. The one that's not very good.
No, that was a guy.
There might have been. There's a choir at the end. There might have been somebody. Entertainment Weekly called this a fearlessly corny ballad. And it's true. But it's a song about the evolution of your relationship with your mom. Mel C, that's Sporty Spice for you uncultured swine who didn't know. she says, Mama's all about how you're such a cow to your mom when you're going when you're going through that rebellious stage. And then when you get a bit older, you realize whatever she was doing, she was only doing it for your good. And you think, gosh, I was really horrible. And nope. So, like, you know, we've talked about, like, the childhood stage, and we have romanticized, right? There have been some times that we were real turds. And I can look back now and say that. And there have been arguments with our mom. Obviously, you do that. But this is a song about looking back and thinking that transition from teenage rebellion to appreciating and understanding where your mom was coming from this whole time. And I saw something the other day. I was like, you know, when your mom, like, you're like, why are you so mean to me? Like, my friends would never do, or whatever. And your mom's like, I'm not one of your little friends. So I saw something that was like, growing up, my mom always told me she wasn't one of my little friends. Now look at her, my little friend. that your mom's probably the best friend you've got because she knows you better than yourself in some ways, because she has the benefit of being able to look back and have experiences that you have not had yet. I think especially with girls and their moms. Obviously, I don't know what it's like to be a teenage boy relating to his mom, but girls, we definitely have that struggle of like, I know better. I know, you know. Let me do what I want to do because the world is different now, or whatever excuse we make, right? And so she has that maturity that you don't have as a teenager, but you still think you know better because that's just how the adolescent mind operates. And so it's a feel-good song. It's a message of forgiveness and positive relationships with your mom. It's nostalgic, especially for me, just because when it came out, but it highlights a mom's role as a caregiver, a role model, and shows how a mom's guidance is critical to a child's development. And then you look it back and you're like, mom's my friend. And she was right. Like, the second verse is the whole thing of like, okay, mom was right the whole time. I look back and I should have listened to whatever it was. Yeah. So we love the Spice Girls. We love the Spice Girls. Yeah. Apparently that was an accident, but I think that was a mic drop. Ben?
It's me. All right. So this song, it made my list just for mom.
Okay.
It's Elvis Presley.
Oh.
Mama Liked the Roses.
In the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing, oh, Mama Liked the Roses. But most of all, she cared about the way we learn to live, and if we said our prayers.
This is rigged. Yeah. Such a brown nose moment.
Yeah. I kept the family Bible.
Oh my God.
With a rose she saved inside.
Speaking part.
It's pressed between the pages like it found a place to hide. Mama liked the roses.
Just for your information,
soliloquy in the middle.
Yeah, this really. Song, this is a gospel track, and it rose all the way to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. So we're sitting here laughing. It's a top 10 hit.
Okay, right.
This is a top 10 hit, and you're laughing. When you know how much your mother loves Elvis Presley.
Okay.
If you cared about your mama, you'd have had an Elvis song on your list.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
I went there. I sure did.
Okay.
And are we going to argue with the lyrics of the song?
No, I suppose.
Did mama like to sing in church? Yes, she liked to sing in church. Did she care if we said our prayers? Yes. She cared if we said our prayers.
This is absurd.
Now, the part that's not true yet is she's not dead yet.
Wow.
Facts.
Come to find out, he's throwing roses on her grave every Mother's Day. It's a Mother's Day song.
Spoiler alert.
It is a Mother's Day song. And I fully anticipate this making the top 5.
All right.
Well,
is that it?
That's all.
Oh my gosh.
Heather?
Oh, is it my turn? Okay.
That one's on there just for our mama who loves Elvis.
Oh Lord. Okay.
I want to see y'all try to take it off now.
Okay.
Okay. Stand by. Okay. So, oh Lord, buckle up. All right. So this, you know, I'm always going to put in a Brandi Carlile song if I can.
Yeah.
But this song is called The Mother. And it's a song about the experience of motherhood and how it changes you. And so it's quite a long song, but some of the lines that stuck out to me are, the first thing that she took from me were selfishness and sleep, you know. I think it comes right here. I forgot we're going to play it.
First things that she took from me were selfishness and sleep. She broke 1,000 heirlooms I was never meant to keep. She filled my life with color, canceled plans, and trashed my car. But none of that was ever who we are. Outside of my windows are the mountains and the snow. I hold you while you're sleeping, and I wish that I could go. All my roadie friends are out accomplishing their dreams, but I am the mother of Evangeline. And they've still got their morning paper and their coffee and their time. And they still enjoy their evenings with the skeptics and the wine. Oh, but all the wonders I have seen, I will see a second time. From inside of the ages through your eyes. You are not an accident where no one thought it through. The world that stood against us made us mean. Fight for you, and when we chose your name, we knew that you'd fight the power too. You're nothing short of magical and beautiful to me. I'll never hit the big time without you. So they can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine, 'cause I am the mother of Evangeline.
All right, so, oh, crap. So, it's about how, if it's done right, when you become a mother, a parent, there's a complete shift in your priorities and desires and habits. And not that you lose all of your desires and, you know, dreams and things like that, but you don't live for yourself anymore. And a lot of those things either change or take a back seat or you know. So it truly shows the transformative power of motherhood. You created this person. You grew this person. And you grow quickly. I mean, like, instantaneously to live for this person, you know. And I mean, if you do it right, again, you're able to partner, you know, with your spouse, and you do it together, and you know, but your combined focus is raising these humans, you know. That's what mom and dad were pros at. This, you know, there was no doubt that they were each other's person, and that in the priority list that for dad, mom came first, and for mom, dad came first. But together, their hobby, their dream, their focus was us, you know. And then, you know, we got out of the house, and, you know, they're able to, you know, as we got older and more independent, you know, they got to do some stuff together. But her hobby's still us and her grandchildren, you know. I mean, Have mercy. She hadn't lived a day for herself in 50 years. She really hasn't, you know. So, I mean, like, that's, you know, if she's going somewhere, if it's not church, you know, it's to, you know, a grandkids choir concert or something that we're doing or going to, you know, going to see one of us or going to see one of our kids. I mean, so, like, it just, whatever dreams she had for herself, as soon as she became the mother, you know, and I mean, I think that's how it goes if you do it right. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's it.
Well, that was a downer, but it was the last the last pick of the third round. So we have our nine.
Yeah, what are they?
Ben has drafted Dear Mama by Tupac, Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Sorry. And, holy smokes.
And okay. Mama Like the Roses by Elvis. Jeez.
Okay.
Quite an eclectic mix
yes.
there.
Yeah.
Good for you.
He's so proud of himself.
Heather drafted The Best Day by Taylor Swift, Mama Tried by Merle Haggard, and The Mother by Brandi Carlile. Also, some different stuff. I drafted Coat of Many Colors by Dolly Parton, Somebody's Hero by Jamie O'Neill, and Mama by the Spice Girls.
Also, an eclectic sort of list.
So songs that I had on my list that were not selected, I had Hey Mama by Kanye.
Yeah. I almost had that one on me. Yeah.
I had Your Mother Should Know by the Beatles, which is actually... A lot of people, I think, misinterpret that song. You know, like they think it's kind of like a your mama joke, but it's really not. It's basically saying this is something your mom should know. And then my last one was Mama Told Me Not to Come by Three Dog Night.
Yeah, oh, that yeah. on my list.
Yeah.
Heather, so what
else?
I had some of these are kind of obscure, but there's a song called 26 Cents. It's a country song. It's by a group called the Wilkersons. And it's about this girl, and she's leaving home. And her mom gives her 26 cents. And, like, if you get lonely, call me. And, like, here's a penny for your thoughts, a quarter for the call.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
And all your mama's love. You know, it's a tearjerker. It's a good one, though. Mama's Broken Heart by Miranda Lambert. Because, you know, like, there have been times, one time I made a bad choice in boys, and
I thought you were going to talk about the time that you.
No, I'm not. I don't even know what you're going to say, but.
When you wrecked the moped.
Oh, yeah, that was also a bad choice. But, no, this was... So, because of my bad choice in boyfriends, I didn't get to go to a sports dance because I'd waited too long and I'd put all my eggs in this basket and then... Anyway, so here I am. Everybody's going to the dance except me.
Was that the one Dad had to handle?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know who we're talking about.
Anywho. But I remember just, you know, everybody's at the dance and I'm just laying across the bed crying, you know. And she comes in there and she was like, listen, get up. And no, we're not doing this, you know. And at the time I was like, just let me be. Upset and, you know, and dramatic and all this stuff. But, you know, I mean, kind of like that song, you know, hide your crazy, put your lipstick on. Don't let anyone see that, you know, you're acting a fool over some stupid boy. And
can we expound on that just a little bit?
No, we cannot.
Just one little bit.
No.
I'm so excited.
I
don't even know what's happening. And I'm like, stop it.
This is unpredictable. What's about to happen?
And I'm so excited. I don't know what's happening. No.
People don't understand how much.
Stop. I don't even know what you're saying.
No, keep going. Please stop. Keep going.
How much power that... our dad had in the community.
Oh, dear God.
Dad.
I know what story.
Was business. Able to talk to the owner of said business where this guy worked and said, I need to talk to this cat. Gave him access to the break room, so he was waiting on him when he went on break.
I think he called him and had the boss go say,
somebody's waiting for you in the break room.
No, I think he called him like a store.
I could just picture him sitting in the chair, because I know, because I worked at this place. I could just see him sitting back there waiting on him like Michael Corleone.
I don't think that. I think he called him down to his store.
Is that the way that works?
That's not what I heard.
I don't know, because I don't even know.
I wasn't alive, anyway. I don't think, but that's not what I heard.
Anyhow.
Loved it.
Anyhow.
It was high drama for a while.
It was that. Okay. Anyway, I also picked Slipping Through My Fingers by ABBA, which is a song about motherhood that, it's more from the mother's perspective toward her daughter. Mama Told Me Not to Come, and I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack.
Is that a mom song?
Well, I mean, it's not a song about mom, but I think it's how moms feel about their children. Anyway. It was number 9, so I knew it wasn't going to get picked anyway.
My songs that did not get picked were A Song for Mama by Boyz II Men. Like My Mother Does by Lauren Elena.
Oh, yep, that almost went my
list. Mother by Kacey Musgraves. I think that one for me, it's a really short one, but it touches on living far away from your mom.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're missing time.
Ooh.
Chill out. I didn't draft it. Don't talk about it. And then The Perfect Fan by Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got 9 songs. And have we already mentioned the 9 songs? Okay. So we don't have to do that again. But we have 9 songs. And now we've got to cut our list from 9 songs.
Let's not sing it because I can't. I'm all choked up.
You have to sing it.
All right, let's
try. The sponsor dictates it. 9 to 5.
Sponsor? It's Kleenex today. Yeah. All right. Working 9 to 5.
And so to do the 9 to 5 round, we have a special guest. In studio. The matriarch of the Dial Clan. Clan Dial. I say clan because we've got a little Irish in our blood.
Okay.
Our beautiful mama, Phyllis.
Yeah. Thank you.
We need the cloud yeah. Trapping over here. Yay. Yeah. There it is.
And she said she wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
But we said, if we say you're on, you have you're to on. Talk.
So, Mom, you've been down this road before, at least from the chair. You've seen how this works. We have 9 songs that we have to cut 4 of them out so that we have 9. So, one thing I think we should start with, I think you should get to eliminate one immediately and move one over.
No.
And you should get to choose. Whoa. You should get to choose one song that definitely goes over and one song that definitely gets cut.
No.
Oh, what? She said no.
And that's the episode. All right. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Why not? You don't want to show favor.
Which one's your favorite kid?
It's all about the song.
Yeah, it's about the song.
No.
It's not personal.
Okay. So no. This isn't turning out quite
like, Robin, do you have anything to say?
No, I don't. Y'all would not make it about the song. Y'all would make it about.
We would silly.
No. We this is one where we do not get to debate.
Yeah, you just pick.
You
that's
just
it.
Pick.
So
it's
she gets to
not
cut
the podcast. It's what goes on after the podcast.
Definitely going to have to catch hell after that.
Yeah. No,
she can. So she gets to cut one and move one.
No,
yeah. She gets to cut one and move one.
She's not doing it.
Oh
man, that's power. That's
sounds like
power.
She wants Elvis to go over.
You know, I didn't pick up on that from what she said.
That's not what I got from that either.
Weirdly enough. Well, come on, Mom.
Mom, move one over. Move one song over.
Move one over.
No.
Do it. Do it.
The only way I would do that is if I took one from each pick of each one of
y'all.
Okay,
no,
do
no,
that.
No,
move
no,
move one. Move,
okay.
Let her move one over from each one of ours.
Okay, everybody's got at least one good one. Surely she'll pick a good one.
All right. So let's start with Heather. Pick what are Heather's three songs?
The Best Day by Taylor Swift, Mama Tried by Merle Haggard, and The Mother by Brandi Carlile.
Three good songs.
Thanks, Mom.
My favorite song is probably the Merle Haggard song, but I really think The Best Day needs to go over.
Okay. The Best Day. Is this the first time we've had Taylor on a list?
I think so.
Yeah, because she got screwed out of the female songwriters.
She's got the George Carlin list of words that can't be said on TV. All right, Beth, what are your three songs?
Coat of Many Colors, Somebody's Hero, and Mama by the Spice Girls.
Three more good songs.
Oh, my God. When she gets... I'm so excited. Three great songs. Tupac. When she gets to Ben.
Yes. Please.
Oh, now I wish I'd have picked Kanye, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one in the middle?
Somebody's Hero.
Yeah, that one.
Wow. All right.
Interesting choice. Good song.
Yeah.
She's got to move over one of these three.
Read them all.
All right, Mom. Dear Mama by Tupac. Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Mama Like the Rose by Elvis. Three great songs. Notice she did not say.
She did not say that. I do love me some Elvis.
Uh-huh.
She can't say it, but I can't do it.
She going to move Tupac over, watch this.
Yep. Oh!
That's epic. Mama,
talk about being a crack fiend.
We made it clear. Okay. She wasn't.
All right.
Heck yeah. Our mom's a genius. Awesome.
At least she tried.
At least she tried.
Yep.
That was not what I thought was going to happen.
Me either. I didn't.
I thought Skynyrd was going
for
over.
Sure.
I did too. Yeah. But that's, you know, cool. What? Same thing. Like when we play Cards Against Humanity with Mom.
Oh, man.
It's like, what?
Stop. She'll lay down some stuff. Wow, you don't have to worry about being reelected. She'll lay down some stuff that I'm like, mother.
But
and she'll have to Google stuff.
Yeah, to be fair, we have to show her Urban Dictionary to see, like.
What was it she said today?
No.
Just know that there are some things that she doesn't know have turned. I'm not going to say anything specific. There are certain things that Mom does not know that you can't say now because they just don't mean necessarily the same thing.
Language is too pure evolved for this world.
Yeah. And sometimes she'll say stuff and we'll get like the head snapped. Oop.
You can't say that.
No, don't say that. Don't say that one. But anyway, so now we got two more spots. Should we now go through and let her
cut one from each one of us? That's fair.
Why are you getting so aggressive right now?
Because who, me?
And then we'll only have to cut one.
Because Mom was already starting to balk.
Oh, I thought you were like coming at me.
No,
and
no,
I was
no.
Heather's in the line of sight.
Okay, right now. All right.
Before I even finished my sentence, Mom was shaking her head. No.
No.
And I'm like, yes, no.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have to eliminate one of two songs now from each of us.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you know what's about to get cut from yours.
Yes, and that is the wrong answer.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I have a pretty good idea.
So what?
Let's leave Ben's for last every time, because that was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Heather, you have to cut one, Mama Tried or The Mother.
You really can't whistle into the mic. That's not good.
Mm-mm. Don't enjoy that.
Dun, da, 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 da. Boom, ba, boom, boom, oh, boom. You got to have an answer written in.
On the best song or do I do it?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
On the sentiment.
Either.
would you rather hear?
On Mother's Day.
Best songs about mamas.
Yeah. What do you think's the best Mother's Day song?
Probably be the mother. Yeah.
Okay. So she cuts Mama Tried.
You were trying to leave
it there. But that doesn't mean... huh?
Regretfully.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that the song... Because there are only two spots left, so we need to be clear that that doesn't mean that the other song gets in.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. But she's just cutting one. Okay, right. Mom. Out of my remaining, I have Coat of Many Colors by Dolly and Mama by the Spice Girls.
Oh, come on.
I bet she likes both of them.
She definitely likes both of them.
Yeah. This is a no-brainer, though, right?
To you, but she... Hey, look. Who knows what's going on in that lady's
mind? Who would have thought that Tupac was going
exactly.
on?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I'll bet
you're not me.
Not me. I'll tell you that. Who didn't think of it?
Did you just say... Who knows what's going on in that brain? Is that what you said?
Yes, Mama, because you put over the Tupac song. Nobody saw that coming.
No, it's a free
not
for
one
all
person
at this point.
In Malvern,
twist.
Arkansas saw that
plot
coming.
Twist.
This one hurts. I have to cut Dolly.
What? What kind of alternate universe are we living in?
It's a list.
It's a list.
Okay.
Now Mom's got to cut either Simple Man.
Or Mama Like the Roses.
Or Elvis.
Like the Roses.
Ooh.
She's got to cut Skinner or Elvis.
He's watching from heaven.
There's only room for one king in heaven.
Oh, my God. Jesus,
wait,
Duke.
Are you just, the implication there is pretty bad.
That's up for debate. No. That was the worst Jesus Duke of all time.
That was bad. Yeah, because it's like...
It wasn't even, like, correct.
Have you ever seen... have you ever seen Parks and Rec where Fred Armisen is, like, the someone from a different culture and he's come in and he's telling everybody about it. So he's like, you do this, straight to jail. You do this, right to jail. Everything. So Ben was like, straight to hell.
You call yourself king? No, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Mom, we've given you time to think with our witty banter. You have to cut Simple Man.
I have
Elvis?
No idea. At this point, I have no idea what she's about to say.
No.
I could mess y'all up.
I feel like I could have told
could
you
really
at the beginning
y'all
of the
up,
episode.
Didn't I?
Which one are you cutting, Mom?
No, because we don't have any idea what you're going to say, and it's not going to mess up anything at this
Regretfully,
point.
Regretfully, I have to cut Elvis.
Oh, woo! Okay.
Okay. So now...
Now
here's where we are.
We got to cut one of the three.
Are we cutting it or?
No.
I don't think she will. I don't
Who's
think
the least favorite child? Because that's what that would become. That's... Okay.
It's Heather.
I'm done.
Mystery solved.
I know it's funny because it's true.
This has been a riot.
I always love the three of you.
She don't like any of us right now. No.
I can't remember what the conversation was one time, but
somebody, we've told this story before.
Have we on the podcast?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We don't have to rehash.
Long story short, we were arguing about who was the favorite child, and Ben's like, "Well, it's not you."
No, somebody was saying it was Beth, and somebody was saying it was me, and
no accusation.
And Heather said, "Well, it's definitely not me." And I said, "Yeah, that's probably right."
Happy Mother's Day. Okay, so we have to cut one. Simple Man, The Mother, or Mama?
By the Spice Girls?
Don't do that just because it's the Spice Girls. Don't be like, oh, the Spice Girls, and that's why you're going to cut it. Have a good reason.
Okay, it's not as good as the other two. That would be my reason.
Well, that's dumb. I don't think it's true.
You don't think it's true?
I don't think it's true. I think that The Mother is more about herself, the writer. It's not a tribute to moms. It's a tribute to herself. And it's writing about the daughter more than I feel like it's self-serving song because she's the mom.
It's just from the perspective of the mother. It's not saying she's great. It's just saying that now everything's about my child.
Right, so it's more and a song about the child.
I think I made well, a good mom.
And
case
so is,
of...
So is Simple Man. It's about the advice that a mother is giving her son.
But it's
the
it's
whole
a tribute
song
to, yes, but it's about
from.
The mom. It's about mom, not mother being more about the child. It's describing the child mostly in the verses. That's the difference between Simple Man.
So it's a children's song. It's a song about kids.
No, it's a song about how your priorities change.
So y'all are going to cut Skinner, is what you're saying.
That would be Heather's decision. I don't. It's not what I would do, but.
What would you cut?
The mother.
Okay, so we have this Spider-Man situation where
yeah,
we're all pointing
I don't.
At each other.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
because
if that's
would,
what y'all
would,
are going to cut,
would,
that's what y'all
would,
are cut.
I would cut Mama. You would cut mine, is what I'm understanding.
No,
I
never
think she
said
would.
That.
She never said that.
I never said that.
Oh, okay. Which one would you cut?
I would cut the Spice Girls.
No, well, that's that. But I will say, here's the thing. I'll give you if you don't think it's a good song, but the conversation, the way it went, oh, the Spice Girl song? Definitely that one. Like, not the content of the song.
I don't think it's a very well-written song.
That's what I took issue with.
That I don't think it's a well-written song?
No. The Spice Girls, definitely that one's out. Because
I never said that.
I didn't say you did. Good gosh. I'm talking to Ben.
I said it.
Oh, quit looking at me. Then.
I'm looking at the paper.
I said it.
Golly. Now I'll rank them.
Simple Man won.
Or so we have The Best Day by Taylor Swift, Somebody's Hero by Jamie O'Neill, Dear Mama by Tupac, Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and The Mother by Brandi Carlile.
I think that those top three, since those are the ones that she likes the best, maybe we should keep those the top three, and then the other two should be 4 and 5.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's fine. So what is the top? What's the order?
Argue that.
Well, y'all are going to have enough votes to put the Taylor Swift song on top. Because y'all both had it very, very high, right?
Yeah, but I had Somebody's Hero higher. So that's up to you. If you like that one better than the Taylor Swift song.
Oh, now he has to pick between. This is funny.
I would say probably the Taylor Swift song would go one. Then Dear Mama's going too, though, probably, right?
I wouldn't. Obviously. So that's up to Heather.
Oh. Gosh. I don't know the Somebody's Hero song. I mean.
Yeah, because you definitely know Tupac.
Well, I mean, I know it.
That's a very famous song.
It is a very famous song.
I'm saying it's not a famous song. I'm saying Heather doesn't listen to rap.
I don't listen to country either.
That argument.
But
if that's what you want to do, I'm just saying it's not. But I don't feel like it's a good reason.
Dear Mama.
It's not about the song.
Dear Mama.
It's about what you know better.
Rap, though. I mean, like, a lot of people that don't listen to rap know Dear Mama.
I'm not talking about genres. I'm saying that the argument that was given was, oh, I know this song better than that one, not this song is a better song about Mama.
Oh, well.
I will say.
So if that's what you want to say, then that's your opinion.
No, I think that since our criteria was that we were trying to songs about good moms and good experiences with moms, and we have tried, I think, to tie it back to our own mom. I think the Somebody's Hero fits that better than the Tupac song.
Okay. So now we have 4 and 5, Simple Man and The Mother. Oh.
So that's going to be a Beth call. So everybody got to.
Oh, I wrote down Dear Tupac. That's not the name of the song.
Dear Tupac.
I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. That's also a different one. If you know, you know. If you don't, educate yourself. Okay. Simple Man or The Mother? I would leave them in that order.
How about Skynyrd making their first appearance on the Music List podcast?
Which is wild because I do not enjoy them.
You don't like Leonard Skynyrd?
And I really think Brandi Carlile finally made it on the list. Yeah. I think she has not ever
this
made it.
This is our first appearance.
And Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
We're just the glass ceiling on the Music List shattered today. Yeah. How about that? Okay.
Now, Tupac's first one, too.
Yes.
Well, wow.
It's the first for everybody.
Is it all five?
Yeah, because Jamie O'Neill, like, I mean, she had some other hits, but she's not like a huge name.
We need to put out the playlist of the big list for this one. This would be a good nobody makes
me yes CDs. Because I wish Mix. Mama told me not to come had made the list.
It did make my big list.
It made my big list.
It'll make the playlist.
It'll make the playlist. So you can send out long distance dedications to your mama.
Yeah, send her.
Mama told me not to come.
Yeah. All right, our final
she
ranking.
Said, that ain't no way to have fun, son. I like the. That ain't the way to have fun. No.
Are you done?
Mama told me.
All right, so our best, our ranking of our songs about moms. I can't even. What are we calling it? Okay, our final ranking: the best songs about moms. Number one. The best.
You're signaling me to do something. I don't know what you want me to do.
I thought it would be a funny bit if you cut in one more time. So I was like, yeah, do
wow.
It. But we obviously
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah. But our nonverbal communication is clearly not on point. Okay. Final ranking. Songs about moms. Number one.
Mama.
Yeah, that was exactly how that was it.
That was the way it was intended to go.
Yeah.
All right. Mother's Day songs. Final ranking. Number one, The Best Day by Taylor Swift. Two, Somebody's Hero by Jamie O'Neill. Three, Dear Mama by Tupac. Four, Simple Man by Leonard Skynyrd. And five, The Mother by Brandi Carlile. All right. Thanks. Thanks for your help, Mom.
Fantastic.
That probably would have been if we had not had Phyllis doing the cut.
That made that go a lot more quickly.
Yeah, but it. I wonder it what the list bit. Would have looked like.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, we'll never know.
We'll never know. Never, never. Never, never. Never, never, never.
That's not how that goes.
Not at all.
Were you trying to do Miss Jackson?
Forever is the word.
Well, I understand that, but it rhymes with never.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
Oh, my God.
And I had already originally said never. And I was like, oh, I know where I can go with
we
that.
We get the thought process.
I see how you got there.
Yeah.
But, hey, thanks for listening. And remember that we are on Instagram, Facebook, X, YouTube, and to like and share. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Happy Mother's Day.
Smell a stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to go. Oh, Lord. Mama told me not to go. She said.
Joining us on the Music List podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.